Testicles.
I have seen this. It's like a pretty big testicle, too.
Yep. 6 foot. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most relocated podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy.
We have to sound echoey.
I know, we have to sound echoey.
And your voice is so bass that I can, like, feel the echoes.
You can feel the echo.
I can feel the echoes.
Andy, can you feel me?
On a random note, that's a nice light, though.
Yeah, it's all right.
Godfather Optimus.
You're just so mad about the whole situation.
I am pretty mad.
All right, Matt, break it down for our listeners.
Okay, so
the nicest room. It's like,
we did have it pretty nice in the basement.
It was pretty nice.
It was nice in the basement. Yeah. Put a lot of work into that. So I was there for 4 years. So what happened is my sister and her boyfriend decided they want to move home because they didn't find a place to live after their lease ran out.
It's just that's like. Having a kid related, like, level discussion. Like, it's so serious because it's your living.
So they decided to move back here with their cat, which, by the way, I'm allergic to cats.
Oh,
man. Story gets worse.
Yeah. And so they needed more room than this room that we're currently in, which was her room. So.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
But everyone.
Your parents are cool with
this? I was the only one that asked why. Yeah, my parents are cool with it. Well, they kept saying, like, well, she's her daughter. You know, we can't say no. I'm like, yeah, but she's bringing someone else and a cat.
Those two people are not,
yeah.
You know, your daughter.
How does,
I did count a cat
does
as
Max
a person.
Even care about the cat?
They haven't met yet.
Oh. Yeah, well,
they haven't met yet.
They haven't met yet.
So, Max.
How have they not met yet? That door was open.
What door was open?
The door to the basement.
Well, they have a, like a room down there. They put a bunch of plywood up. And there's a door to that, and it's inside that.
I'm confused. Just so, like, because
there's a room down there now. It's walled off where the podcast area used to be.
So they paid for.
Yes, they bought plywood to wall off that area.
That room can't be bigger than this.
It's a little bit bigger. Okay. Because they what they did was they cleaned out the other side of the basement, so it goes into that a little bit. So it's a little bigger than this.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Do laundry 24/7.
I know, I really should. Well,
and one shirt a load.
Well, you know, I work till midnight, and so I usually do my laundry after midnight. Yeah. So I'm gonna be down there doing laundry while they're sleeping.
Do like, it.
Too bad.
If they can, bro.
You're the ones that wanted to live in the basement.
This is my castle.
Yeah, so I
make the rules.
So, yeah, so they moved back in. They knew for 2 weeks, but they only took 3 days to move in.
Huh.
The first week was a lot of boxing and stuff. Had to box up stuff. And my sister did alone because Logan decided he had to go to Virginia.
For what?
Logan's a boyfriend?
Yeah. But that's okay. He came back a week later and then didn't help again. He helped a little bit on the last couple of days.
They've been dating a while now.
Yeah,
they?
Way too long. So,
do we not like Logan?
General reaction, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it just because he's a boy and she's your sister?
No.
Or is Logan just? I'm so afraid they're just gonna burst in the door and like.
I know it's weird, isn't
like,
it?
We don't. Like, we have like a new. We have like a new level of like privacy that we have to deal with.
It's weird because I feel like anyone just standing outside the door could hear us right now, you know?
Yeah. And honestly, like, before I came in this door, I just heard, like voice. I didn't hear
you didn't
words.
Hear anything.
I just heard, like,
yeah, just voice.
But we are talking a little louder than you guys were.
That's true. So, yeah. Lots of reasons. Really, I could go over like 1,000 reasons, so I'm not going to.
The one episode he listens.
They're just sitting down in the basement listening, and our voices are carrying through the
like ducks. Yeah.
They're just crying.
Well, she's going to have to hear it someday. So, on Thursday, Rachel was spending time moving in, And then on Friday, they spent time until 4 in the morning moving stuff in.
Man.
Because they didn't start till, I don't know, 7.
Oh, okay.
For some reason. I don't know why.
Okay. I thought you were going to be like, oh, like 8 in the morning to 4. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ. And then my move in like 2 hours.
Yeah. And then they wanted me to move all this stuff Friday night, and I said no, because I wasn't going to move it on Friday night.
Yeah.
And so I did that Saturday afternoon.
You have the weekends off of PayPal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I got the weekends off.
Nice. That's cool. And so your Friday night then would have been like midnight?
Well, no, I was home this Friday, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
Have you gone back to work then?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
No.
Well, I remember him saying Monday, so I had to double check.
Yeah. No, I've been taking VTO, though, like crazy, and I should really stop.
Was that 1 week off nice?
Yes.
Was you just like, yeah.
Got so much stuff done.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why we're in a new place, and that's why we're echoey.
If we're echoey. We'll go back and listen. And.
Well, I mean, there's got to be time to relearn Audition. You record this through Audition, right?
Yeah.
The oldest fucking version of Audition.
Yeah.
I think they're up to like 8 now.
Yeah, I've got the latest one on my laptop, but I've got an old version here on this desktop.
Isn't it like 1.5?
1.5.
1.5. If you look at it, you're like, that's from the fucking 90s.
Yeah, it's old.
How about your week, Tape?
My week has been very casual until Friday. And then, like I predicted.
It got very formal.
It got very formal. I have played Smash nonstop. Oh, yeah. I have not turned the system off.
You said your week was casual before Smash?
Yeah.
Because Smash is for casuals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that what's on right now? Let me look at the roster.
I think I'm missing a single character, but I haven't gone back and looked at the leaked photos to see what character I'm missing. Ugh, it's annoying. But
Jesus.
The game is fun, and it's really upsetting that you said that because this game is totally for casuals.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's exactly like I'm not disappointed with the game. But it's not. I mean, it's no Melee. It's no Project M. It's a little better than Brawl, but because of it on the handheld, mm-hmm. it feels like a lesser Smash. It is perfect for what it's designed for, Smash on the
48
go.
48 characters.
It's a lot of characters.
That's insane for a fighting game. Like, I remember when Tekken 3 had, like, over 25 characters. It blew my mind. I was like, that is a fuckload of characters.
Speaking of Tekken 3, while we were cleaning out the basement, I found my old PS1 demo disc.
Oh, shit. Those were fun.
Yeah. We're going to stream that?
Yeah, it's stream the PS1 demo disc. Yeah, it has like Tekken 3 on. It's got Resident Evil 2, Tomb Raider 2.
That was the best Tomb Raider.
Spyro, Gex.
Damn, that had the hits on there.
Yeah, it also had like MLB 99.
Nice. That I had MLB 90-something, and I enjoyed it. I loved it.
Yeah, and Jersey Devil.
I have Jersey Devil. I get to one spot in the game, and I can't beat it because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Nice.
Yeah, I also can't beat Casper the Ghost on PlayStation 1.
You know what I can't fucking beat?
Huh.
The Chocobo Racing in Final Fantasy X.
Oh, yeah. That's just hard.
Where you have to get 0 seconds as your time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
0 seconds?
Yeah, for every balloon you get minus 3 seconds.
And it's a bitch.
And you can run into birds, though, too, which will stun you.
And you have to get 0 seconds?
You have to get 0 seconds to get the goddamn Sun Sigil so you can fucking power up Tidus's ultimate weapon.
God, that sucks.
Yes, so
you have
it does.
You have to beat the game at zero, beat the race at 0 seconds?
At 0 seconds. Which basically means what you have to do is you have to finish. You have to get through the finish line at 36 seconds and get like 13 balloons. And that will lower you enough to get below 0 seconds.
Huh.
Dude, there's just some game things from the old days that are just so fucking
yeah,
hard.
So not only is that stupid, but then I'm also trying to get Lulu's ultimate weapon, which means I have to dodge 200 lightning bolts in the fucking Thunder Plains.
Yeah, that shit's
in a row.
Insane. Yeah.
If we didn't echo now before, yeah. We echoed now.
And isn't it give you like a 1 second, like it's like it flashes and then you have to hit it.
And you can't mash it because you'll mistime it.
It's so shitty.
Do you guys ever gone back and like played old games? Like,
oh, I love doing it.
And yeah. And been like, I had this experience with Bomberman, Super Bomberman recently. I was like, I played it back when I was a kid, and I think I beat that game once. And then later, like maybe a month ago, I went back and I played it, and I was like, oh, I just went through half of this game without dying. This game is a lot easier than adult.
I always hate the games you go back and you're like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
That's how I'm like with Mega Man. I could not like beat a stage when I was younger. Like, yep. It was so tough.
Yeah.
Mega Man fucking was hard. And now, you know, I was playing Mega Man 2 a few months ago, and I'm like blowing through it. I'm like, this is awesome.
I remember playing Felix the Cat for, I'm pretty sure, 10 hours straight in my basement because that game was so fucking hard. And I got to the last boss and totally died.
That's so funny. I streamed Felix the Cat once.
That's a great game. It's a fun fucking game.
I've never played.
You know what also sucks, though? I'm going back to the Ultimate Weapons. Wakas. You have to play a bunch of fucking Blitzball.
Is it? Ah, Blitzball.
I know.
Yeah, that's how, yeah.
Yeah, you have to. You have to get his three overdrives, yeah. Which are like prizes and tournaments. You have to get all those, and then you have to finally do like another couple tournaments to get his fucking sigil thing.
Dude, Final Fantasy is the master of grinding. Actually, I guess WoW would be, but
yeah,
Final Fantasy created that.
I'm trying to think of the other ones. Fucking Riku's isn't that hard. You have to go and find a bunch of Cactar statues. And then Kimari's isn't that hard. You have to catch a bunch of butterflies. And Orin's, you have to capture like
creatures
from six different areas for the monster arena.
Yeah.
And Yuna's is really easy. Yeah, you just have to
be a bitch.
Yeah. You have to first of all open the monster arena, which means just going there. You have to get the Comland monsters first, but that's easy. Especially because the monster arena is in the Comlands.
So nice.
You just fucking walk outside the door and grab them. And then you have to go to Remian Temple and beat summoner lady.
Oh, yeah.
You have to beat all the summons, including the Magus sisters.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that was a bitch.
That requires you. So to get her the moon crest. Yeah. You just have to capture the Comlands monsters. And then to get the Moon Sigil, you have to not only beat her, but to get another thing, to get into the Magus Sisters' Chamber of the Faith, you have to catch all the monsters from Mount Gagazet.
Fuck that game. Final Fantasy is just...
It's pretty easy. It's just...
Time-consuming.
Whereas the other ones are fucking hard.
I kind of wish I didn't sell my Final Fantasy 13 because after you beat the game, there was a whole bunch of shit to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of feel bad that I didn't do it.
See, I want to get... before I did it, I was like, I don't really need the ultimate weapons that bad. Like, I'm at the end of the game, basically.
Right.
I only have two things left, beating Sin and then exploring the Omega Ruins.
Are you playing on 2 or the PS3?
Oh, I'm playing on PS2.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's basically all I have left. And so I was just trying to level and stuff like that, you know, do cool shit. And so I went ahead and got Yuna's, and it's so fucking awesome that I want it now for everybody. Yuna's, her ultimate weapon has, let me actually pull it up, what fucking sweet ass stats it has on it.
I actually thought to move over back to Smash just because it's my life at the moment. I thought unlocking characters was fairly easy.
On that Smash?
On this Smash, yeah. On the new Smash for 3DS. There's not an official announcement date that I've seen, but it's holiday, so...
Okay, so it's this year?
Yeah, it is this year.
All right, cool.
It is this year.
So, Yuna's ultimate weapon, it has four abilities on it. It has break damage limit.
Nice.
So instead of, you know, 9,999, it can do over that.
Yeah.
Triple overdrive, which fills your overdrive gauge three times faster. Double AP, so you get double AP per battle. and then 1 MP cost. So for every spell that costs magic power,
yeah,
it just costs 1.
Oh my god.
So a spell like Holy costs 140, but with this weapon it costs 1.
That is so fucking worth the time.
Yes, it is.
To get her
weapon. Then like Titus's, which I've been working on.
Titus's is awesome.
Yeah, it has break damage limit, triple break overdrive. And
triple. Oh, okay.
You see that? We're right above the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Oh.
That helped. Thank you.
Evade and counter.
Oh, yeah.
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 And then magic counter. So when he gets hit with a magic spell, he'll counter.
Yeah.
So that's fucking awesome. And just shit like Wakas has all that too. Actually, Wakas has double AP instead of magic counter.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. And fucking Kamari's has double AP, evade and counter. Lulu's break damage limit, triple overdrive, double AP, evade and counter. Oh, it doesn't have one.
You know what sucks is that it's so late in the game that you get those weapons that like the double AP sometimes doesn't really
count
anymore.
Am I looking at the right one? Oh, okay, no. Here's what Lulu says. Break damage limit, triple overdrive, magic booster, so it makes her spell stronger.
Nice.
And 1 MP cost.
Dude, Lulu was my favorite magic.
Yeah.
She was just, like, strong. Lulu was the one that could just, her overdrive was just constant
spells. Yeah, constant spells.
Yeah, that shit was awesome. I killed so many bosses.
Fucking Riku's has Gillionaire on it, where you get double the gil per battle.
Oh my god.
And I know the Mimics and Omega Ruins give out 50,000. So with Gillionaire, you get 100,000 gold.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
And actually, getting the weapons themselves is super easy. It's the boosts. It's the sigils and crests that are fucking hard.
They do that shit.
Because before you, when you get their ultimate weapon, the only thing you get is it does more damage the more HP you have. Right. Except Orin's, it actually does more damage the less HP he has.
Huh.
So, and that's usually what ultimate weapons do in Final Fantasy games. But when it comes to their abilities, it comes with no AP. So you don't get any AP for battle.
All right.
Until you upgrade it with the crest and the sigil. Then it removes the no AP and then gives you all those sweet boosts.
What's AP?
It's like...
Ability points?
Yeah, it's ability points. It's like experience, except you don't really level in Final Fantasy X,
dude,
technically.
It has the best fucking leveling system I've ever...
The whole sphere grid.
The sphere grid.
It's the best leveling system I've ever seen.
It's awesome. I love the sphere grid. And right now I'm actually sending people through other people's sphere grids.
That's the best when you can start doing that.
Yeah. I love that a lot. I've been sending Orin through Wakas.
Oh, nice.
And now he's not so fucking slow anymore.
Nice.
I love that.
Yeah, Waka's fast as shit.
And I traded Lulu and Yuna, so nice. They're getting all their magic and shit like that.
Yeah, dude, the sphere grid was just fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Man, I forgot about the sphere grid.
I wish I would have played the international version, the PAL version, where everyone starts in the center.
Really?
Yeah. And you can choose which one they go to.
Everybody goes the same direction.
Yeah, everybody goes the same. Everyone's a black mage.
That's crazy.
Yeah, everyone starts in the center. They don't have, like, their own.
Really?
Yeah. So you can start off making them whoever you want. Like, Yuna can just go through Orin's.
There was an online game, a Diablo clone, called Path of Exile. And they copied the sphere grid idea.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just as fucking fun.
That's awesome. Sphere grid's awesome.
But somebody was able to, like, zoom out and take a picture of the whole, like, their sphere grid map, and the thing was, like, the size of a wall, just how big it was.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Speaking of Final Fantasy games, Tam, I know we've been trying to get you to play a Final Fantasy game.
Did anybody email?
Andy did. Andy emailed.
Did you really?
I did.
Yeah.
You bitch.
But what I was thinking is what I was thinking though is there's a lot of Final Fantasy games on Steam.
Okay.
I was thinking you and I should get one we've never played and then we can do a game overview on it.
That sounds awesome.
Which one have you not played? Have you not played 8?
I haven't.
I hate 8.
Oh, I love 8.
Oh my god.
Seven's still my favorite, but eight's like number two.
Oh, I hate eight.
Oh, I love eight. Squall's such a whiny bitch.
So is Titus.
Yeah, Titus is a whiny bitch. So seven.
Well, is that what you emailed in
that's
with?
That's what I said.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. He wanted you to play seven. The thing is, if we're going to do a game overview, I just played seven like 3 months ago.
Well, yeah, but when...
I know, but him and I could play like five or four or something like that.
Oh, you're playing the same game.
Same game.
Yeah. Play eight.
So we can do a game overview. No,
but he's played eight and he doesn't like it.
Yeah, I don't like eight.
Have you beat eight?
No, I haven't beat eight. Do you know how long Final Fantasy games are? Like, if you get 10 hours in and you don't like it, you're not going to stick around for the next X2. 40 to beat it.
X2.
No!
All right, what about 13?
I've played X2. So
no.
You've played X2?
I've played
I've X2 heard a lot of people like
for
X2.
About 20 minutes.
Yeah, and a lot of people are fucking stupid.
My ex-girlfriend used to play... her favorites were X and X2.
Well, so. That's why she's your ex.
That is true. And she's a whale. I don't care.
All right. So, like, we could play, like... Because they have Final Fantasy, like, 1, 2, 4, 5...
Yeah, let's look in the Steam store right now.
Yeah, we'll do that right now.
Since we're doing that, I forgot to mention one thing about Smash, since it's my life at the moment. So I pre-ordered it from Best Buy.
All right.
And the first 100 people who ordered it got...
Oh, God.
...this really cool coin.
Oh, God.
It's cool as shit.
Nice.
Oh. Oh. That's really cool. Okay, that's
so
really
there's like
cool.
100 people in Omaha that have this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Isn't it?
That's
That's
sweet. Who cares?
No, I think that's really neat.
I think it's cool.
No, I think it's really cool. You would know. I just gave it back to you.
Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it. I'll slide it into my pocket.
Good. I should have got up and did the like, oh, it's behind your ear.
Oh.
So I saw this video this morning, actually, of this this couple who was playing a prank on this old lady they found at a supermarket. This this guy, it's like this old lady is like a blue hair. Like she's like super old. He's like, oh, ma'am, you have something in your hair. Can I just brush it off for you? And she goes, yeah, no problem. His girlfriend, wife, whatever... passes him a kid over her head.
I saw that.
He grabs it. It's like, oh, look what you had. She's like, I didn't even feel that.
Oh, my God. Those are awesome.
And she just walked away, and they slowed it down, and she was like, oh, my God, I don't know what happened. It's so funny.
So these are the Final Fantasy games that are on Steam. I would vote that you guys play 13.
Fuck no.
Oh, come on.
But I've played 13. It was a game that we haven't played, remember?
Yeah. Let's do one we haven't played.
Okay.
Both of us haven't played.
Have either of you played 13?
He literally just said, but I've played 13.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that's the one you've played.
That was like 7 seconds ago, Andy.
Andy doesn't listen to
Final Fantasy 14, you can grind to see who gets the highest character.
No.
Okay. 8?
No.
4?
Four's on the table.
Three's apparently considered one of the best old style Final Fantasy games, story wise. And 11. These are kind of expensive, guys. Final Fantasy 3 is $16.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Final Fantasy 4, 16. 8. 8's 12.
Oh, no wonder, because it fucking sucks.
7 is 12, and 13 is.
13.
Yes. I actually have a Final Fantasy 4 on my tablet. I've played 10 minutes.
Final Fantasy 4 is on the 3DS.
Is it?
I'm pretty confident. They've re-released like every...
Except 9.
Well, I was going to say they've released the old
school. I haven't signed
out
of Smash Brothers, so I'm not going to go look on the eShop.
they've released 7 and 8 are on Steam, and you can get... There's a remastered 10.
There is a remastered 10.
But fucking 9, you can get it on PS1.
Or PlayStation Now.
Oh, is it on PlayStation
Now? I also have a PS2, so we could, like, go look at a place, look at a shop, and see if they have it in the used old bad games.
Dude, what sucks is it's a Final Fantasy, so they're expensive. Like 7 through
You
10.
Know what's expensive? Legend of Legaia. I tried find that. It's $200 on
what?
Amazon.
Yes. You know what's also? Legend of Dragoon. That's expensive as fuck.
I had a friend that had that game.
Bet it's considered one of the best like PlayStation 1 RPGs ever made.
I thought the story was really cool.
Yeah, the story was way ahead of its time for like that.
I've never really been that into RPGs, and I really enjoyed sitting down and watching this.
Here's Legend of Dragoon for $68.99.
Yeah,
Legend of Legaia,
$249.99. Jesus.
Free shipping though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Put it in the cart. Just let it sit right there.
Yeah. The official strategy guide for Legend of Legaia is $60.
Jesus Christ. I have the original guide for Final Fantasy VIII.
Here's Final Fantasy VIII, $50.
Nine. I have the fantasy guide for $9, but it was right when the internet was starting to get like big, like everyone had it.
I had the guide for $9.
Everything would be like, oh, okay, this is how you defeat this person. But if you go online and use this code, you can get more info. And I'm like, geez. I have AOL, motherfuckers. I can't get on whenever I want.
I figured out a way that you can get it. The get Legend what? Of Gaia.
Legend of the Gaia? Yeah. Shoot.
ROMs.
Get married.
Okay.
And only register for that game.
It's on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
There you go. You'll have 14 copies
Prime?
Of it.
Is it Amazon Prime?
Uh-huh.
Yeah!
You'll have 14 copies of it, and then you're going to sell back the other copies and then make a bank.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, it'll pay for my divorce.
Yep.
90 days, annulments.
90 days annulments?
You can. You have 90 days to get an annulment before you have to do a divorce. Annulment just like... not married.
Why do you know that?
It's weird. You've done a lot of research there.
Because Camille and I's new thing now since we're married. I can't be like, give me your ring back. So now we're like annulment whenever we get into like a little fight.
Oh, the garage door is back.
And here's our fourth guest, the garage door. He's got a lot to say today.
I swallowed my water really hard.
Were you mad? The garage door.
I'm drinking this with spite.
No, that's water, not Sprite.
Shut up.
I like that one blade.
Tam, you playing HeroScape today?
I'm not. I can go for like I'm gonna hang out, but I don't want to commit to a game because I have another thing going on. Why? What's going on?
I'm just wondering.
Do you need a teammate?
No, but we just made a six-sided map.
Oh.
Last week we're all like, oh, hey, you know, when Tam's here, we could use the sixth side.
Okay, then I'll come and play.
You said you didn't have time to play.
I have a friend who has something starting at 1, and she doesn't know when it's stopping.
Is it a graduation party?
A reunion.
Graduation for what? It's October.
A family reunion.
Oh, family reunion. Okay. Oh, you have a family reunion to go to?
I don't. She does. We're hanging out afterwards.
Nice.
girl that I gave the ride to.
She eligible?
Ooh. Is she eligible?
We'll talk after the cast.
I can wingman you. I can wingman it for you.
We'll talk after the cast.
I'll take down the fatties.
Anyway, so last week in HeroScape, I was destroying everyone with Wolverine.
Nice.
Yeah?
I was on a roll with Wolverine, and as soon as I lost him, everything went down south.
He was your pin.
He was. I was fucking dominating with him. Stefan, for some reason, lost like his entire team except Silver Surfer like really fast, and still won with Silver Surfer.
Damn. Because
he's a fucking bitch to kill.
Oh.
He is so fucking hard to kill.
Are you jonesing right now for Smash? Like... I saw the blinking on there, so that it made me think. I was like, I wonder if Tam's like...
Yeah.
I will say it's been tough. I started to get on the eShop just so we could do research, but then realized I don't have the internet connection here, and then went, 90% of me is glad that I didn't exit out of Smash.
Nice.
I want to be able to say that I just haven't.
All right, guys, let's go into gaming news.
Gaming.
Let's do it.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner. Stick with us and see what you can catch.
When's Skylar making it?
Tam's not very happy. So,
sorry.
First thing in gaming news: Smash Brothers, Smash Brothers, Smash Brothers.
That's okay. It's kind of shitty.
Smash Brothers, Smash Brothers.
Oh, I was gonna be like Half-Life 3.
Yeah. No, actually, first thing we have here is Gearbox Software was evacuated due to a bomb threat.
Oh, shitty. Whoa. Oh.
Yeah, a bomb disposal unit was called to Gearbox HQ to deal with a bomb threat.
You know who it was? The Alien developers, because have you heard about the huge lawsuit they have between them?
No.
All right, so they made that, like, 2 years ago or a year ago, they made that Alien game that was absolutely horrible. There was that gif of that dancing alien that came from it.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's from that game. Well, basically, they're suing Gearbox, saying that Gearbox had no faith in them about the game, and they were just like, fuck it. And so... Nice. That's why it's the alien guys like bomb threat, Gearbox. They swatted him. Oh my god, swat your sister.
Don't we live at the same house?
Don't go upstairs. Just go to the. That's where the stuff is.
Yeah, down there.
Yeah, everything's happening downstairs.
There's a little plywood.
I'll leave
shack.
The garage door open for you. You can go in through there.
They're making meth.
You just hear, like, flash bangs and just doors. You're like, oh, they were serious.
Someone tell that cat to shut up.
They huffed and puffed and the plywood fell down.
They huffed and puffed and used one of those door things.
Oh, they just go.
Twitch now requires disclosures for promotional streams. While we always encourage our broadcasters to acknowledge if they are playing games as part of a promotional campaign, we are now establishing a much more transparent approach to all paid programs on our platforms and hope it sets a precedent for the broader industry.
How the fuck do you get sponsored to play to stream games?
That's a good question.
That's crazy.
I would love to be sponsored to play.
Yeah.
And now that I got a PlayStation, I can fap and play games. And you can watch both.
Wait, for the 4?
Yeah.
Nice.
I got one too.
Do you know that that can just be your microphone? You don't have to use a headset?
I did not know.
Yeah.
I hate where my brain goes. My brain should have immediately went, oh, that's weird. Why'd you do that? And then, but instead it went to, where are you going to get the third hand?
To fap with?
Yeah. It'll well, to handy. Play games with. It'll obviously handy. Priorities are fapping.
Yeah, dude. Dutch rudder. Just. Have you ever heard of the Dutch rudder? No? Have you ever seen Zach and Miri make a porno?
I've just heard of this. About the auto blow too.
I have one for you to look up after that called the Spanish bayonet.
Okay, hold on. The auto blow too, hands free.
Here's our new segment.
Shit, we fine.
Let's see how much it costs.
Wait, this is a thing? I thought this was like a sexual term.
No, it's a thing. It's $160.
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can sit back, relax. It's blowjob time. I couldn't say that with a straight face.
That's the best logo, or like slogan. Sit back.
Yeah.
Whoa, go
relax. Back.
Select your size.
Yeah, size A, B, or C. Most popular size is size B. It's washable, reusable, and interchangeable.
I was just going to say that. I was like, it's washable, guys. Just put that shit in your dishwasher.
Yeah.
The new fleshlights, they advertise them as dishwasher safe.
Nice. Yeah. Put that in your dishwasher.
Auto Blow launch sale, guys. October 20% off.
October 5th.
That's today! Oh, shit!
Launch 20 to save 20% off store prices.
Jesus,
you guys want to chip
Christ.
In for an auto blow? We can share it.
Look at the different. Look at the different pictures. No, I mean go down. It's got the Amazon.
Oh yeah,
the
yeah. Yes, pictures is what people want on a podcast. That's the inside.
Oh, that's the inside.
That's how it works.
Oh.
God, I want to see the guy that went to the patent office with this.
Guys,
how much is a sleeve?
Hear me out.
The sleeves are $33.
Well, see, then we can each buy a sleeve. That's not a bad investment.
Yeah.
We can split the machine, and then we'll each get our own sleeve.
That's a good idea.
Because I know I need size C.
Sure you do. We can get lube and cleaners.
Oh.
Well, there's Eyed Glide.
These need to be...
I only go in dry.
Antibacterial.
These need to be more punny. That's
Maximus Sensual Lubricant.
That could have been better.
So yeah, there's a little
Schindler's Fist.
There's a little gif here on how it works.
Oh really?
Yeah, check it out. That's how it works.
Oh, oh my god! Go look at that.
I don't want to.
Oh my god!
That's how it works.
I looked over here first, and I'm like, "Huh, that's interesting." And then, whoop.
Oh my god, just the way that thing moves, those fucking beans!
Oh my god, it was crowdfunded too. That's the best part.
On Kickstarter?
I don't know.
Your blowjob robot will work hard for you.
Six things you need to know. You can plug it in.
Oh, that's
a sleeve system. It's hands free. It feels great. Robust construction and it's hygienic.
Dude, you just fucking set it on there and just let it, you don't do anything.
So that's what I could get to game and fab.
I know how you get it. Get married.
Only register for that in the Legia game.
What did you want me to look up?
Oh yeah, Urban Dictionary Spanish bayonet. Josh sent me it this morning. You could say I woke up to this definition.
You woke up to the Spanish bayonet?
No, that'd be fucking hilarious if I woke up to a Spanish bayonet. The amount of time you gotta put into it.
The anticipation is killing me.
Take your erect penis and put it in a stand and stuff taco. After this is done, you add your desired taco filling. After the shell is filled around your penis, you feed the Spanish bayonet to your partner.
Oh, God, I love Urban Dictionary.
Nice.
Is it weird that now I want Taco Bell?
No. I will help you with that.
All right.
All right, so that came from a Twitch article. Oh, that. PlayStation Store deal invites you to spend $100 and get $15 in credit. The promotion ends on October 28th.
I don't want to spend $100 at the PlayStation Store.
On store. It's to get 15 bucks.
Yeah.
But you can. You can do that if you want. It's there. Free country. You can do it. Sony increases PlayStation Plus cost in some countries by up to 53%.
Really? I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, the price for a 3-month subscription rose by 51%, while the cost of a year membership rose by 53%.
Oh, damn. Do they have a reason why?
Various market conditions.
Okay.
right here there's a screenshot from an email someone got in South Africa. I don't know what their currency is, but... It's the ZAR is the abbreviation.
Oh, damn.
The ZAR?
I don't know if it's the ZAR. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I made it up.
Nice.
Thanks.
12-month subscription rose from $489
to $749.
Ugh. Oh, shit. Yeah. That's a lot.
That's crazy.
It's a big jump.
Yeah.
Seems like a big jump. Wow.
I feel bad for Brazil, dude. Trying to get a PS4 in Brazil. What is it, like 1,800?
Oh my god. Yeah, like the equivalent in dollars is still like 2,000 bucks or something like that.
It's ridiculous.
Fucking ridiculous.
Why didn't that happen like that in like the PS3 era? Like, what changed?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
No clue at all.
It might not be PlayStation. It might be Brazil. Brazil might be the one who changed.
It's true.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, it could be something like that.
Or our laws might have changed. It's
yeah.
It's basically like 10 years after the PS
2006, so 8 years.
And would it be our laws or Japan's laws?
Japan's, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Whoever's exporting it, which I assume is Japan.
Yeah. I bet they make the American ones. Well, they make them in China, but yeah, I guess everything comes out of Japan. No, this PS4 was made here this time.
Was it?
In the US. The head of Naughty Dog helped make it here.
Hmm.
So it was like made in California, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Why now I look like an idiot.
No. I was trying to think. I know the 3 was definitely made in Japan, but yeah, I think the 4 was made here.
Anyway, while you look that up, let's go into technology news.
Technology. Back in my day. No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
I miss Skylar.
Windows 10.
Yeah! Oh my god, I'm finally glad I get to talk to someone about this. I've been all week, like, I'll bring up Windows or something, and it's all like, look around. I'm like, no one.
Microsoft is skipping Windows 9.
Because fuck that.
And going straight to Windows 10. Microsoft said they're not building an incremental product, which is just some bullshit to say. Yep. You skip 9. They considered the name Windows 1 to match products like OneNote and OneDrive.
Xbox One.
Yeah. Well, have you seen that the compatibility between all the Windows systems now with Windows 10?
Yeah.
It's insane.
They said it's like, God, what was it? Oh, Windows 8 is like a first-gen Prius, but Windows 10 is like a Tesla. It'll run on TVs, Xbox, computer, laptop, tablet, phone.
The fun thing is it uses the Windows 7 kernel. So it's going to be super stable.
It's got a start menu.
Yeah.
Got a start menu where it has Windows 8 style apps inside of it.
I'm trying to rack my brain.
It will be touch enabled.
To try and figure out why 10 over 9?
Because a lot of comments I saw was to distance themselves from Windows 8. Windows 8 is considered one of Windows' like worst operating systems, even worse than Vista. Because of that the tiles menu they had,
mm-hmm.
that was considered like Metro, there we go. It was considered like the worst interface they've ever done. So they figured if you skip 9, that distance yourself from 8. Because then people would be like, oh, 9's just like an updated 8. But if you skip 9, it's like a whole brand new operating system. Which Windows, I've noticed, does like, there was Windows 2000, which was fucking awesome. Then there was Windows ME, which was absolutely horrible. And then there was XP, which was awesome. And then there was Vista, which was bullshit. And then there was 7, and then there was 8. So it's like they try something super drastically cool, and then they're like, fuck, that was too soon. And then the next one, they like figure it out.
I feel like that plan
would have worked
in the 70s. But now with all the information of today, you're going to get found out. You just fucking skipped a number.
I know. But yeah, they have a great track record of every other one being super good. So 10's going to be super good.
There will be a command prompt.
I know! There was no command prompt in 8.
Yeah.
That was fucking shit.
It will have ability now for copy and paste in command prompt.
I know. It was just, it's like, well, it's because it uses the Windows 7 kernel, so it's basically Windows 7 with a new user interface.
Ah!
Windows 7 was good. I don't think Microsoft likes the way you put that. It's basically probably. Windows 7 with a new interface.
It's the engine of Windows 7. There we go.
And Microsoft's over here like, no, it's Windows 10.
No, trust bro. I'm pretty sure it's the engine with upgrades on it.
Right. Redbox will shut down its instant streaming video on October 7th.
They tried to come too quick.
They tried.
Like at Netflix. Like, yeah. We're huge on the streets. Make it streaming. And
we're huge on the streets.
So their kiosk will still be open, of course. So I can still use
Dude,
that.
Dude, Redbox and Netflix totally killed the brick and mortar store. Those two together.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's Blockbusters still in Europe? Like, quite a few?
Hmm.
Huh.
Like, in the hundreds of Blockbusters in Europe.
Hmm.
Still around, bro.
Interesting. I'm bringing this up because I hate how people keep saying this. Because it's not true.
Ebola.
No, but we are talking about Ebola next.
Yes!
yesterday, here's what people are saying, and it's not true. Yesterday was the first Saturday with no Saturday morning cartoons.
There's always Saturday morning cartoons somewhere.
Exactly. There are no broadcast channels broadcasting Saturday morning cartoons in the morning. Gotcha. So channel 1 through 11 is not doing it. Everywhere else on cable, you can still find fucking Saturday morning cartoons.
Well,
and so a lot of people.
Who's the last station to do it?
CW.
CW, all right.
So, they just no cartoons?
No cartoons on channel 1 through 11.
So, like the basic cable, over the air?
Like over the air? Because, I don't know, no one watches it anymore. And people have cable now anyway.
Netflix. Once again,
and Netflix.
Netflix has that kids section now that's like devoted to kids. That's Saturday morning cartoons right there. And Netflix updates the shit out of the kids thing. There's always new stuff on there.
I used to watch Yu-Gi-Oh! On the CW all the time.
Dude, you can watch it on like one of the 12 cable channels that have Yu-Gi-Oh!
And Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
Yeah, but I'm not 11 anymore. I don't
Digimon's on Netflix.
Yu-Gi-Oh's not on Netflix. It's on Hulu. But it's whatever. I don't even watch that dumb shit anymore. Whatever.
So everyone's freaking out about Ebola.
Is that technically technology? Or would that be news?
Science.
All right, whatever.
Medicine.
I don't care. I'm sorry for questioning.
That's right. You're sorry for questioning.
A thought out loud that should not have been.
Right. I know. Yeah, you shouldn't have said anything. So yeah, everyone's freaking out about Ebola. I personally am not. More people die of the flu.
I haven't rolled around in shit in a long time, so yeah. I think I'll be okay.
I know Ebola's really scary.
Until the CDC's like, oh shit.
Chances are I'm not gonna get it, so.
Yeah.
Isn't there only one known case so far? This guy came in contact with a lot of people, yeah. But
two.
Two, yeah. There's two cases.
Two now, yeah.
But dude, yeah, so, like, one I start to worry when the CDC comes out and they're like, hey.
But right here I have a graph on the maximum number of people on average that could be infected by one sick person.
All
right. And it's not only Ebola, but it's other diseases, to kind of put it in perspective. So first off, hepatitis C, one sick person on average can infect two other people.
All right.
Next is Ebola, where one sick person on average can infect two other people.
Right.
HIV, one person can infect up to four on average. SARS, another four. Then you get up all the way to measles, where one infected person can infect up to 18 people.
Damn.
Which measles was largely eradicated until people decided to stop fucking vaccinating their children.
Did you know that the Amy Farrah Fowler from Big Bang Theory? Totally.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, and the thing is, she's a scientist, too.
Yeah, and she's fucking crazy. Did you know she still breastfeeds her four-year-old?
It's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Wait, I missed the initial weird comment.
Oh, she doesn't believe in vaccines, but yet she's like, she has a PhD in like neuroscience and all this. Like, she's smart as fuck.
Huh.
Yeah.
But yet she's like, no, vaccines. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, vaccines with literally not a single study that says they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Except for the doctor who lost his license after publishing that they were dangerous.
Yeah. Hmm. It's like New York bad that started it almost, I'd say. Like, oh, I'm not gonna get my kid, he's too special. Keep vaccinating.
Yeah.
Make my kid retarded.
My kid's too special, so he'll die of dysentery.
Yeah.
Vaccines are a great thing. I just don't.
They are a great thing. Speaking of vaccines,
clean your carpets. You plug them in.
Shut up!
Speaking of, I really need to get my flu shot.
Can you go get a flu shot with that? Like, I have insurance now, but can you just get a flu shot? Do you not have to, like, do anything through insurance?
Yeah. Yeah. You can just walk in and be like, I think you have to show them your insurance. I don't know. I always get these at, like, worker school.
Yeah.
But I believe, like, you have to show them your insurance or something, but it's nothing out of pocket for you or anything.
I keep waiting for UNO to do, like, they always do, like, a flu shot thing.
Yeah.
My flu shot's actually scheduled for tomorrow.
Nice.
Or like 11.
Nice, Jared.
Meryl got a flu shot, and it was like a week ago, and she's like, ah, my arm still hurts.
My arm.
It's like, come on.
My arm was a little sore after the tetanus shot that I got.
Dude, tetanus shots are strong.
Yeah.
They're supposed to hurt a little bit because it's a powerful serum they're throwing.
Strong.
In. It's a thick serum. The tetanus serum, it's thick. Mm-hmm. Your body's like, bah! Maple syrup. Just treat it like maple syrup, guys.
Oh, okay. The good old days.
Rejected maple syrup.
Next here in technology news. This is why your voice sounds weird to you.
I cannot wait. I hated my voice the first time I heard it on this podcast. I was like, I'm never doing this ever again.
I sound a lot higher than I usually do.
Hank Green, host of SciShow, says when you hear your own voice as you talk, you're really hearing a couple different things at once. You're hearing the sound that's coming out of your mouth, but you're also hearing the sound bouncing around inside your own head, which is conducted by the flesh and bones directly in your inner ear.
Sounds intense.
Mm.
Sounds intense.
Right. So basically, as it turns out, your voice sounds typically higher to you than it does to other people.
Alright.
Hmm. So that's whenever you're hearing your voice played back?
Yep.
Okay. I would agree with that.
That's interesting. It's kind of funny at work. Sometimes, you know, we listen to our calls and stuff like that, and people are like, oh gosh, I really hate hearing myself. I'm like, I have heard myself every week for like the last 5 years.
It's totally fine.
I love it. It gives me so hard.
I love hearing myself. Every time I fap, I actually just put on a track of me.
And now you can do it hands-free.
Yeah. You go. Yeah. You done already? All right.
Here's some bus money.
Yeah.
Pin a dollar to the machine.
Clean yourself up, me.
Just roll it down the hallway.
Someone will get it.
All right. And finally, in technology news, Homestar Runner is back.
Really? What is it, like 5 years?
Did it go?
Yeah.
Oh.
They haven't posted an update in forever.
Huh. So, yeah, what's it been, like 3-5 years?
Last update in 2010.
Damn, so 4 years.
And they came out today with a music video with Strong Bad and Coach C.
Nice. Nice. That's awesome. That's cool. I love. There was another web series that hadn't made an episode for like 6 years, and they just did a while ago. Not Homestar Runner. The other one out there.
We should play it. Maybe not on the podcast, but later.
Okay. All right, guys. That will do it for technology news. Let's move on to news.
News.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Scott.
Damn. What do we got?
A couple enjoys regular threesomes with sex dolls and only cost them $32,000.
Like the
dolls cost them $32,000.
Okay. Damn, those it's probably one of those crazy like Japanese lifelike ones.
It was just a regular sex doll. I just put the hands-free thing in.
Yeah. So at work this week, I found out one of the associates who just loves to just chit-chat about shit I don't care about. She's like, oh yeah, the other night I got drunk and next thing I know I was having sex with this dude's wife and he was just watching. And I was like, oh, nice. Oh.
Male or female? Is your coworker?
Female.
Oh.
Nice.
Nice.
No.
Nice.
She.
Nice.
Let me show you a picture. Let me show you a picture.
No, don't.
No?
Don't.
No.
Don't ruin the imagination.
I want you to know what I went through.
The viewers won't know, so don't let me know.
No, that's cool. I'll just put it on Facebook.
No.
Three-hit combo. This is that one chick that Danny was talking about earlier.
man.
I don't think you could have picked a better picture.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. I really thought she was looking...
Is she missing teeth?
No.
Okay. There was one tooth that is just predominantly out, and the rest are hidden by shadows or something. Look at that guy. Look at him.
Oh, yeah. He's just sticking out.
A hook?
Hold on.
All right. This is a podcast. Oh, my God.
I'm going to send that to Josh.
All right. Let's... So, yeah, that couple has threesomes with sex dolls.
That's crazy.
$32,000.
That's... Any videos?
Nope.
Any podcasts?
Probably not.
Oh, damn.
Could you look?
Thomas Cantley wants to raise awareness about testicular cancer. So what he's doing is he's pushing a giant testicle around the United States.
With his car?
React.
Oh! Sorry. Testicles!
I have seen this. It's like a pretty big testicle, too.
Yep. 6 foot.
That's a 6 foot testicle.
I mean, he's named it Lefty.
Wait, he doesn't have two?
Nope, just has one. Just rolling one.
Because he has one.
Just that lone ball.
He's rolling it from Los Angeles to New York, walking.
Oh. Well, he's lighter. He doesn't have two testicles holding him down.
I don't know if this guy... Is this about guy a survivor?
Like, if he does that for no reason... Like, I mean, I understand
his... He's support. Raising awareness of testicular cancer. I don't know if he himself has had it.
Usually it's, like, the survivors that do it. Not, like, some random guy's like, I'm doing it. Pushing a testy across the U.S.
Let's see. He was diagnosed in 2009... It doesn't say whether or not he lost his testicle, but probably.
Oh, my God. I was going to ask you during the intro. How about them Huskers?
Awesome fourth quarter.
When I checked on the second quarter, I was like, oh.
Yes, no. Three horrible quarters and an awesome fourth quarter, but it was not enough. Or it was too late, really. It was enough, really. If they would have had like another 5 minutes, they probably would have pulled ahead, but it just wasn't enough time.
Fuck you. I was waiting for a time to say this perfect testicle squirrel mugging nut joke, and you derailed it to the Huskers so hard. I was like, as soon as everybody shuts up, I'm going to drop this awesome bomb. And you're like, how about them Huskers? And I'm like, if we go back now, it's not going to be any point. I'm going to look crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Skylar used to do that to me a lot.
Yeah, I had something too, but mine wasn't opportunistic, so I'm still going to say it. I was called out on my Twitter by the Testicular Cancer Society.
Were you for what?
Well, I made the joke, does anyone actually check their testicles? I learned to in health class, but I've never actually done it. Because I was like, really, who fucking does that?
Really? But I actually had a scare this week, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. I sneezed, like, really violently at work, and right after I sneezed, my right one started just, like, immense pain. And on the next day, on Thursday, I did this on Wednesday. On Thursday, I went home at, like, 10 o'clock because I was getting, like, the pain sweats.
Oof.
Like, it hurt. I was sweating. So I just went home and slept for, like, 8 hours. But then I learned that you can totally sprain a nut. Wow. By sneezing violently. Hmm. And so it's been healing now.
So anyways.
Welcome to Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most personal podcast.
So I said it and I was like, oh yeah, I said I've never done it because I'm a rebel. And then they tweeted back to me, they're like, you know, you really should have detected early. It has a 95% survival rate.
It's like that one friend in the group said like, excuse me?
Yeah.
You should.
And what's funny is... they must just search for terms on Twitter because I didn't tweet to them or anything like
really?
That.
Really?
Huh. So I told them, you know what? I'll go check right now.
Would you like a picture?
And then I came back and I said, it all checks out. And they said, good.
You should have been like, I got all three.
I was going to say something like that, but I don't know. I just told them that everything's good.
I got all three. Nah, I'm kidding. There's only one. One massive Uber ball.
Oh, jeez. All right, I got to set the mood for this next story.
Haven't we already?
Uber ball.
A
In case people don't know, this is Raining Blood by Slayer. All right, I can look.
I saw someone get carried out on a stretcher at a Slayer concert.
Really?
Yeah, in the mosh pit.
A roller coaster in the UK struck a deer. Showering the passengers in the animal's blood.
So you know someone got some organ in the face.
This is the Ultimate, a steel coaster in Lightwater Valley, a theme park in England, hit the deer on Saturday morning, shutting down the ride for about 30 minutes. They say we can confirm that a young deer did unfortunately get hit by the Ultimate train yesterday and was killed instantly.
Kyle. The Ultimate train.
Kyle, quit being a pussy. But I'm afraid of roller coasters. What's the worst thing that happened? Someone's gonna die and get showered with blood.
That poor kid. Did you guys ever hear about the kid that jumped two fences and got basically his head punted off?
What?
In one of the Kansas City amusement parks. I don't remember which one. Oh. But there's one of those hanging down roller coasters where your feet dangle. Well, his kid's hat dropped off when he rode it the first time, so he jumped over the two fences that were like, hey, don't do this, you might die, and grabbed his hat, and it came down, and this chick just punted this kid's head off, and it broke her leg like in 11 places.
Jesus.
That's a shitty first-time roller coaster ride.
Daniel Tosh did a joke about that.
That's where I learned it from, and so then I was like, is that real? And I did some research, and fuck yeah, that's real.
He was like, everybody asks you about that cast. Yeah. So how'd you break your leg? I punted a dude.
Dude's head clean off.
And finally, our last story in news here. A 22-year-old sexually active Colombian woman.
Not, sorry.
We're not at the punchline yet.
Went down to the wrong pipe.
I just thought it was a funny...
Well, I didn't want to...
A 22-year-old sexually active Colombian woman was asking her mom for a contraceptive method. She didn't want to get pregnant. All right. So her mom told her to put a potato up there. So she did.
What? Was that mom just fucking with that kid? Or
2 weeks later, she had abdominal pain and had to go to the hospital.
She just left it?
Yeah. She left it in there for 2 weeks.
Oh!
God.
When the doctor took it out, it was mashed potatoes.
By the time she got to the hospital, nurses could see roots escaping from her vagina.
I'm done.
See
you guys later.
You guys ready for that?
They just pull it out with the roots.
Thankfully, medical staff were able to remove the potato and its roots without surgery.
So a bunch of lube, probably.
Oh my.
Just like handfuls of Vaseline. Okay, audio nasty. No. Ah!
Mom was right. Contraceptive. She'll never have sex ever again.
No. Your dick looks like a potato.
No. You are a C.
No.
All right, guys. So that will do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast.
You think it was a big potato? Do you think she like went through the bag and was like
found the smallest potato? Yeah,
like that's that could fit up there.
Potatoes are pretty girthy.
Yeah, but I mean, like she would need some loot. Like,
oh yeah.
My experience with vaginas is you can't just pop a potato in there.
Yeah,
but she is sexually active.
Yeah, so maybe it's a potato.
Maybe she's doing like but I mean, dude, potatoes can be girthy. Like you gotta.
I know. You need a lot of loot for that. You need some Astroglide.
Okay, go ahead, potato. Okay, potato.
What if, like, she changed her thought process and she just had, like, she drilled out a hole in a potato and just put it on some dude's dick and just used it as a condom instead? Or, like, just pulled it out and just had the skin and just put it on there?
Okay, you wear this now.
That's what mom really meant. I was wrong.
Potato skin kills all the semen. It's nature's spermicide.
Mom was just like, this is the best sour cream you could add.
So you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopodcast.
What if she likes the grainy sandpaperness of the potato?
Number 3 PC for podcast. You can email us at 3hitcombopodcast.
Potato Gina.
gmail.com.
Oh my god, some guy just does it and he's like mashing some taters. Just...
I mashed the taters last night.
Nice, bro!
Oh, if this is not on Urban Dictionary, we need to put when you put a potato around your dick and then slam it in.
YouTube.com.
Add some chives, put it in the oven.
I like a twice baked potato.
I just want you to remember to support our sponsors, Ryda Potatoes. And Pace Salsa. Pace is the taste that you put in your face.
And the blowjob machine 2.0.
And the auto blow too.
What happened to the auto blow 1? Did it become obsolete?
It became sentient.
Crunch.
It realized what it was doing. Killed itself.
Oh my god. I'm not a machine. You can't use me.
So for Tam and Andy.
But you are.
This is Matt signing out.
Here's some change.
Bye everybody. See you next week.